Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
And it's just mess. And the problem is, if you lock down New York, what will happen is Governor Cuomo will say, okay, we're locking down New York. There was a rumor of that. So what did everyone do? Everyone got out of New York. Okay, moved, went somewhere else because no one wants to be locked out. And they spread the virus. And they're not doing it, to cause anyone harm. They just don't even know that they're infected. And by the way, if you look at the data from Korea, there's some very interesting evidence.
Escape from New York becomes a reality. If the United States follows the pattern of the Chi-Coms, Italy, France, Spain, and the EU, and what Hollywood and the megabanks are pushing for, ladies and gentlemen, we will be locked down for 18 months. It's now been officially announced. And even AP, even Yahoo News, even Reuters, I have the articles right here, admit that this is a takeover by the financial institutions of the real economy that they already were waging war with, and that all the small businesses will be shut down, and only the big corporations will get the bailouts from the very same mega banks that own them. That's right, the big mega banks will get the Federal Reserve money. They will get first use of it. They're already freezing many new home loans. They are killing the economy by design. And if you remember, Democrats, MSNBC, CNN, HBO host, like Bill Maher, they've all come out and said over and over and over again that they were going to plunge the economy, that it was worth it to stop Donald Trump. And now they're hip, hip, hooray, yay. We may be able to remove Trump because we're killing the economy that he helped start. Paul Krugman of the New York Times, Obama's economist, said you'll never get it above 3%. Got it to 3.8. And now you wonder, like I was saying 10 weeks ago, when we knew that the impeachment was going to fail weeks before it did, what would they do next? I said, bioweapon attack or a new war to create uncertainty in the economy. And Trump's pulling out of Afghanistan, all the rest of it. They are pissed. Yeah, MSNBC hopes a global financial crisis will help Democrats win in 2020. Why, that was just 2-3 weeks ago, and now they're getting their wish. Here's a short compilation, just a sampling of their revelatory behavior against all of you. Here it is.
A woman asked me, do you think we're going to have a recession? And I said, well, I'd never say never, but I said, I think the economy is pretty fundamentally strong, and I don't see one on the horizon. And the people kind of grimaced when I said that. And one woman said, I want a recession because that'll help get rid of Donald Trump. And that, I think that's, most liberals won't admit that. But when you see what's happened with the media coverage of the economy, Martha, over the last 10 to 14 days, it's, the new R word isn't racism for now, it's recession.
I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point. And by the way, I'm hoping for it, because I think one way you get rid of Trump is a crashing economy. So please, bring on the recession.
But as far as the winning economy that the president needs from now until November, do you really see that changing?
Well, I'll give you two examples. 2008, at this time, nobody thought we would have a global financial crisis our shores. And that's the thing that really sunk John McCain's candidacy then. Think about 2018. You know what happened in Q4 2018? The stock market fell 20%. You know what also happened? The Dems took back the House in that period. So if the stock market were to tumble this year, if we don't get near the 3% GDP growth that this administration has been talking about for years, these are all things that Dems can run on, and they pose a problem.
All right, Josh, isn't the Fed cutting rates now just going to make the next economic downturn worse? What's your prediction? I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean,
they said we would see the global economy entering recession in 3 quarters. Perfect timing, I say. I mean, I've been rooting for a recession. Sean Hannity says I'm able for that, and I'm bringing it on. Sean, if you're watching, I'm not a genie. I can't make it happen. I'm just wishing it. If it happens, it'll be because of your Lord and Savior, Donald J. Trump. A recession is a survivable event.
What Trump is doing to this country is not.
His trade policy with China.
We've all watched with disgust and anger as companies across the United States and the world raise prices during this crisis and gouge their customers. InfoWars has done the opposite. Despite the fact that we've sold out of many of our products and are waiting for others to come back in, we have kept all the products that we have in stock massively discounted 20 to 50%. The average discount is 40% right now on our best-selling items. So stock up on things for you and your family during this crisis. Bolster your body. Bolster your defense. Be as healthy as you can so that we can all make it through this together. It is so important for everybody to do their own research and to protect themselves and their families with the knowledge that God has given us. Be sure and visit InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of these items while we still have them in stock.
America was coming back. The Chi-Coms had been defeated. Economically, the globalists were being arrested for their pedophile rings. Hillary Clinton's server had been retrieved. The New York police had it all along. The laptop. How do you change the subject?
I guess I didn't know.
How do you lock it down? How do you blame the president? You launch a man-made bioweapon that you know is going to kill a lot of old people. That you already had on the shelf, like Bill Gates said, to get rid of Granny. Save that $1 million for an old person to kill. And then the whole mechanized propaganda arm right before the virus is released. All these TV shows and movies and productions for HBO and Discovery Channel and History that have been made over a year. The end of the world, all these shows premiered right on time. Yet you didn't know. That's how they roll. And they've got the vaccine ready, but they got to do the trials first. And Bill Gates owns that. And did the tabletop exercise 4 months ago where 65 million died from the coronavirus. And Obama transferred the virus in 2015 under big protest to, you guessed it, the Wuhan Bioweapons Lab. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. They're getting busy. Guess you didn't know. Now the martial law is going into place. And do they have their way and the fear keeps rolling? You're not just going to see that stock market go down. You're going to see more bioweapons released. Because when you get on your knees to a slave master, all that does is encourage him to kill more of it. Land of the free. Home of the brave. On its knees. How many deaths in the United States? How many deaths in the United States? Confirmed cases, 9,415. But let's look at Italy. 35,000 cases. And what are the deaths? 2,978, probably higher than that now. 475 in one day. China's only had 3,000. You believe that? You saw that total hysteria in China, over 3,000? Total martial law? 700 million people locked down? Drones screaming orders at everybody? All of that craziness? The flu kills about 150 people a day if you average it out over a year in the United States alone. How many have died in the United States? Is it even 100? Let's look that up. Think about that. All right. Well, you guys just put it on screen over there for me when you get a chance. Thank you. But this is the total attempt at hysteria. 154 deaths in the United States, 68 in Washington,
state, the epicenter, New York, California, Florida, goes on from there, and America on its knees. 154 deaths, a little over what you get in one day from the flu. And, of course, the answer is, well, the bell curve. You know, if it goes straight up, it'll overwhelm the hospitals and everything. So we want to space it out. They're saying, oh, you're all still going to get it. That's why we made it. But we're going to space it out over 18 months. And, of course, you know, once you've lived with having to have your papers go outside your house and drones barking orders at you for 18 months, you're never going back. Never going back, never coming back. Just like the UN said, world government needs a bioweapon or a new plague to get the public to accept surveillance and control and forced inoculation and gun confiscation. So we better start having a discussion about that. But I know that's a thing that's happening, the loss of freedoms. The whole plan set up and ready for us. But this virus itself is a Trojan horse for the political and cultural and economic control that comes with it, which they're now admitting. And trillions to the bankers, trillions to the globalists, and their business is allowed to stay open and make record profits, but your business can't stay open. You know, you saw all those big national headlines last week about Alex Jones selling fake coronavirus cures. Never said we had a cure. Never said we had a treatment. So we have ABL laboratories that produce this stuff for hospitals and over-the-counter and everything else. And as soon as everybody found out, the regulators, that Walmart sells this under another name and makes claims that ABL has, they've certified, it all went away, didn't it? You didn't see any other articles. It all just stopped Sunday, didn't it? Thousands of articles, every TV channel, everywhere. And then went, oh, really? Sold in Walmart. Because you see, Walmart and Target and all these big mega box stores, they're part of the infrastructure protection operation. And they get to operate when no one else does. And that's what's so crazy about all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is that this is a total raping of the economy, a total raping of your future, and it's all being sold like it's a good thing. In fact, there's a PBS piece where you're the smart guys. And the guy talks to you like you're 2 years old. You're the smart guys. I'm going to explain to you why this is really dangerous and why it's really bad. As if you just totally panic and it's the end of the world and you do whatever they say. Or you're denying that viruses are a problem. And there's no problem. No, the truth is it's engineered. It's been released. It comes back. That's the real threat. And they're covering up the fact it's still ongoing in China, but it's being used as a weapon against America and against President Trump. There's another article just went up on BusinessInsider.com. It mirrors the article by Paul Watson on Infowars.com. Italy's coronavirus lockdown is so severe that you need a form to prove you have good enough reason to go outside. That's total martial law. Guys, go to YouTube and type in Nazis check Jews' papers. There's a lot of famous footage of, you know, a guy with a riding crop up against a Jewish woman's neck like that. And then you're like, you know, and they're checking the papers. Well, that's what's going on now all over the world. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and play part of that PBS piece. I'm going to open the phones up. They have a special guest in the studio coming up next hour. I'm just going to throw this in there. We are selling out of the super silver with the nano silver that's patented and that's amazing and is the best you're going to find out there. And you know, 16 ounces of this for $19.95, it's an amazing deal. It's about to sell out. The 1 ounces came back in a limited number of these. It's good to, it's the same stuff. So you can use this as a dispenser, spray it on your hands for surface stuff. That's really what their big business is for hospitals, spraying it. Because it, alcohol, golf gases. But in the Army system, when they got this approved for hospitals back in 90s, Well, the Army approved it in 93. I mean 2003 and 2005. It was for hospitals nationwide. They found silver doesn't off-gas. It just stays there until you wipe it away. It just stays on surfaces. Like, it's the thing you find in hospitals everywhere. It's this company. And so, you can also ingest it. And so, you talk about really good hand sanitizer. You talk about surface sanitizer. That's what this company is. And, you know, we told everybody that hydrogen peroxide is really good in the studies. And now Trump gave a speech about it. I mean, I don't even sell hydrogen peroxide. You can get that anywhere. This is just basic stuff for, like, gargling if it's in your throat or whatever. It doesn't mean it's a panacea. And, of course, we talked about malaria drugs 2 weeks ago and studies being good. Oh, shut up. Don't say that. Now it's all over the news. So we'll tell you about that as well. We're not selling a malaria drug. We're just telling you about it. And, you know, it's good to get vitamin C, folks. That's what the studies say as well. I don't sell vitamin C by itself because that's so easy to get, an orange peel, you name it. But those are just things you need. And sunshine. Get out in the backyard on a sunny day soon, folks, because every study shows that'll create that natural vitamin D. Fish oil has it as well. And we, of course, have that back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Up throughout the next few hours, and Paul Watson takes over the fourth hour. Tim Reams, who is a really great guy, he's a famous recon Marine. First few years when he did that, then he worked for a three-letter agency for a while, doing a lot of secret stuff. He's not just a contractor, but as an actual operative, and you can't get into all that stuff. But he's a really smart guy, been around the world, and he's a patriot. And he's done some work with us going out and showing what's happening on the border. And a lot of interesting things. We just got back yesterday with Rob Dew. We'll be playing some excerpts of that. He joins us 15 minutes in the next hour. I want to open the phones up next segment. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air. Free for all, first-time callers, long-time callers. And then we'll segue into the next hour with Tim, and we'll continue to take your calls then. Okay. I'm going to introduce something here to everybody that I search engined last night and nobody's pointed out. So I'm not just pointing something here. I'm telling you what's going on. There's no doubt that's what this is. What do you call a group or a class of institutions or people exerting their will with economic power? Well, you could call it financial terrorism. But one man's terrorist is another man's patriot. The labor unions were pretty much communist, but they were responding to the robber barons and the corruption of those guys. And the labor unions got a lot of rights for people. We can roll some of that B-roll footage of the labor unions back in the past and some of those famous events that took place. But what is it we're looking at now? Well, it's the big mega banks and the most powerful Fortune 500 exerting their will to start a stampede in non-essential areas they were running, to have their executives go home but actually keep all their companies operating, to then cancel some big public events and have governments declare martial law in areas like Europe and China, to then set the precedent to create the hysteria and the fear to have that done here if Trump didn't follow suit, monkey see, monkey do. And the big thing this will create is unrest in the end. They know within a month we'll be into a depression with this lockdown once it's in place. And they're incrementally putting more in every day. Trump's been bucking it, but trying to give the rhetoric that he's doing this so that he doesn't get the political blame for the death he knows is already coming. He's following a balancing act that we really advised him to cover. He's either listening to us or he came up with the exact same pragmatic system. Because regardless, they're going to hype every event like it's the end of the world. In communist China, they had a pliant media that stuck with the state and said the government was good. Here you're going to have the media saying the president is the worst thing on the earth and that every death is his fault, and they'll show each person's face and have sad music in the background. One person dies, it's a tragedy. 10,000 dies, it's a statistic, as Stalin said. And so this is the big push. And now they go, oh, actually, remember, first they sold you, it's a big, high bell curve, and so we need to stop that. It'll overwhelm the system. And I said, wait a minute, it'll take years for this virus to run through. Well, now they say 18 months. Have you put up with that? 18 years, like us being in Afghanistan. This is a takeover. And so it all sounds reasonable. It all sounds good. I just want you to know the virus is the cover for the takeover, the vertical integration, the giant multi-trillion dollar operation that they are engaged in. That's what this is, a giant vertical integration, a giant ultra-massive extraction, and a consolidation by the corporate rulers who are coordinating this between countries worldwide, as they said they always would, with Bill Gates right at the center of it, and a bunch of Obama appointees running it. So this is a corporate strike against the people exercising their power over you to shut down the economy, to shut down the infrastructure, and to drive you into total hysterical fear and submission. And if you pass the test and submit properly, then you are never going to get out of the handcuffs. This is the New World Order. This is the technocracy. This is robot drones everywhere barking orders at you, now becoming autonomous where it won't be police controlling them. It'll be the ruling technocrats with their robot armies surveilling and controlling, armed to the teeth with lethal and non-lethal weapons to dominate you. This is the complete rollout with digital tattoos under the skin, microchips, total tracking, absolute domination, absolute total control. Because after all, we can't allow any deaths. We have to get rid of the swimming pools that are more than 3 feet deep. We have to get rid of diving boards. We have to get rid of dodgeball and chase at the school. Someone might hit their knee. And now they're not even allowed to talk at many recesses or shake hands. And we're all being trained to be these jellyfish and stay in our homes and watch the TV screens. And the robots will tend the fields. And the robots will bring us the food. And the robots will enforce it like THX-1138, the actual globalist plan, where you're forced, drugged, and everything else, until you're just made obsolete and phased out. So you wanted to know how it would look. It's exactly how I predicted from reading their own writings, following the exact script, exact time, as you've all heard me 5,000 times tell you. And I made the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. So there you go. And I want all of you thinking you're working with the system to think you're getting out of this. You're not. You'll all be destroyed as well. Let's go to a few minutes of this PBS piece where they sound so reasonable laying out why this is going to happen. But no discussion of where it came from. No discussion of the depression it's going to cause by shutting everything down. Here it is.
On day one, no one you know is sick. It feels like a normal day. It may stay like this for a long time until one day a few people you know are sick. And suddenly, a few days later, it will seem like everyone is sick, and it will feel like it happened instantly. Everything looks fine until it isn't fine. This is the paradox of pandemics, and it's why with an outbreak like COVID-19, you hear health officials calling for huge, drastic, and rapid responses in the early days when infection numbers are still relatively small. Some people worry that these actions are overreactions. Sports teams playing to empty stadiums or not playing at all, canceling huge gatherings and festivals, temporarily closing schools and offices, telling people to avoid personal contact, media sensationalism. But this way of thinking fails to appreciate how disease outbreaks work. It was really never fine to begin with, but we don't notice until it's too late. Hey, smart people, Joe here. How bad will the coronavirus outbreak get? That's what we all want to know, and the answer is in one of these curves. This is what a rapid global pandemic looks like. Little to nothing to slow the number of new infections means a lot of people sick in a short amount of time. A slower global pandemic looks like this. The rate of new cases is lowered and they're spread out over a longer period of time. And which one of these paths that we end up on is important because of this line. It represents the capacity of our healthcare system, the number of beds, doctors, respirators, and everything else. What experts fear is a sudden explosion like this, overwhelming this capacity. And what's really interesting here is that even if these two curves represent the same total number of people that eventually get infected,
our constitutions, our health is our most valuable asset. It's what allows us to stay alive on this amazing planet that God's given us. And we've got to take care of our bodies. We've got to take care of ourselves. And all the products at InfoWarsStore.com have been researched deeply and have been developed with some of the top experts in the country to maximize what God's given us through Mother Nature to help our bodies
boost their defense against all the insane things that have been artificially introduced into our environment. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today during all this hysteria and realize it's not toilet paper or flashlights that you really need. Sure, it's okay to have plenty of that, but it is high-quality supplements, and we've got the best. And during this crisis, I am discounting everything 40% at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, Queen Elizabeth II's husband, former SS officer before World War II, his cousin, the town of Bilderberg Group, Prince Bernhard, both shot their mouths off in interviews. You can pull them up. About how they want to depopulate the planet with a bioweapon. Well, now, Prince Albert of Monaco. Will you guys reprint this for me? It printed blank. Thank you. Prince Albert of Monaco tests positive for coronavirus. Palace announces, so does Grace Kelly's son. You know, back a few weeks ago when they said Tom Hanks had it on that weekend, I went live on Sunday and I said, I think this is either made up or it's PR to overshadow Trump's emergency announcement. Turned out it was fake news that ABC News ran. Kings of fake news. And I think this is fake, too. This is all meant to make the establishment look like us. So I don't believe a damn word comes out of their mouth. It's all part of the hype. And whether it's Norway or whether it's Sweden or whether it's France or whether it's Spain or whether it's Italy, French face fines if they leave home amid coronavirus lockdown as Europe prepares to close external borders. So when you go see V for Vendetta and the young news girl is getting home 5 minutes after dark and the thugs come around her, she says, I'm sorry, I got stuck on the train. They said, you're going to have to pay for this with your body. And then V, of course, takes them out. But you want to live like that? Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, you want to spy on every corner, watching what you do, telling you what to eat, how to sleep, where you can live, where you can go? You want squid? You want squid coming out your ass? I eat squid 3 times a day. By the way, you go to Cuba today, and the most beautiful women you can imagine will have sex with you for a $2 little tube of wormer that you can bring into the country, because the government can't and won't procure dewormer, and people get worms from childhood, and they have worms their whole life, because the communists, they have the most doctors of any country. And when you get cataracts, you get a cane. And when your knee goes out, you get a cane. And you don't get dewormer. So all the lefties that want Bernie Sanders, lines are good, empty shelves are good. There are too many types of deodorant. But, you know, he's getting at something there. He wants it for control over you. But people really are decadent. People aren't focused. People don't have attention spans. It's been done by design, but our own weakness will let it happen. Going with the flow instead of resisting it. And so now we're in a soft, pliable, dumbed-down mass. And you know what happens to soft, pliable, dumbed-down masses? They get enslaved, and if humans are worthless and consume stuff, they get killed. See, America was about rugged individuals who stood for what you could produce and what you did, like Martin Luther King later pointed out, not who you were because you were a prince or some lord or some duke. In the colonies, you couldn't do basic business unless up the chain there was a duke or a lord or some viceroy, some courtier of the crown that had licensure for you to operate. And for all of you that want to live like that, they've trained the bureaucrats and the college students that that's the world that's coming. And there's not going to be jobs for humans. It's going to be robots that run it all. And you're going to have to do what you're told and take the vaccines you're told and not have children and jump through all these hoops so you can be given your credits. Because they don't need people anymore. They've got the minds and the robots and all the stuff. They're phasing in the AI takeover. And so humans have to start saying, hey, there needs to be a symbol on food, a symbol on clothes made by humans. And we need to have unions of pro-human futures and communities that are pro-human. And we have to come together against the big corporations and all the little robot minders. Remember in Doctor Who, they had the little Daleks that would roll around and say, exterminate, exterminate? Now they actually have robots in the U.S. and Japan and China that look like a Dalek that roll around and give you orders, and now they're arming them, of course. I'd tell you this 20, 30 years ago, you're a conspiracy theorist. And driverless trucks and the post-human world. Because you can't leave your house. And, of course, the next thing will be go underground so the virus can't get you. And that's the whole idea of THX-1138 that George Lucas made his first film about with Robert Duvall and a lot of other amazing actors. Was a composite of Brave New World and then what the scientists and others were talking about at the time, what they wanted to build. And a scientific elite takes humanity underground to protect them from a bio threat, and generations later, we're ruled over by robots and a technotronic elite, the technocrats. That's the plan. It's always been the plan. Since 1856, when Sir Francis Galton had a hallucination. This is in history books. So did Darwin, his cousin, Charles Darwin. They were part of a secret government breeding program. This has been declassified. Between the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, and several other families. The Blairs were involved a little bit. That's George Orwell later. And they were breeding the smartest people together in a eugenics experiment, but most of them became mentally ill or crazy. But then they started having hallucinations, and they were told by aliens how to build all this. This is in mainline history books. And they envisioned computers and robots and the double helix and biometrics and everything they were supposed to build. And then they set about with the Scientific Royal Academy to build this. And then Eisenhower, 100 years later, 105 years later, 106 years later, he comes out and warns you about the technotronic scientific elite controlling the military-industrial complex was going to do all this. You see, and then it all makes perfect sense, doesn't it? Demons literally inspired these people who the royal family had to do a breeding program with all this weird esoteric knowledge from Egypt they know about to be able to then engineer a brains, like a Frank Herbert idea, like a guild navigator, to be able to then interface with these people. These little... Well, their average operative looks like a little elf, but if you take the hat off, it's got horns. I'm not kidding, folks. The CIA takes drugs. They interface with it. I told you all that stuff. I told Joe Rogan that last year, and then 2 months later, he had a top scientist on going, well, we actually now are doing DMT studies with DMT drip. It's like astronauts. We go into other dimensions, and we map it, and we're communicating with the creatures. Now, Joe already knew all that. You know, Joe's a good guy, but those folks kind of recruited him, man. You know, it's all interesting. It's really professors. It's not the CIA. You know, the Green Berets and all that just go around killing people the globalists want dead. This is totally different than that. And see, I have to tell you this now so you know why I know all this, okay? Because when I was a kid, I ran into a lot of interesting people. I didn't know what I was seeing at the time, who just talked about all this. And these were university folks and people running major operations. And, you know, you're sitting there listening about machine elves when you're 6, 7 years old at the dinner table. And how the government's got a project talking to the aliens. And, you know, and it wasn't my parents involved. They just had, you know, some friends over talking about it, running a secret project in San Francisco. So that's what this is. And the aliens are working with the globalists to kill everybody. And they're going to kill you real slow so you never really wake up to it and know what's hitting you. So just like I told you about the bio attack that they'd have robots controlling us 20 years ago, you know, during the lockdown, well, now I'm telling you the rest of the story. And the Bible tells you all right there about the fallen one of the earth and the whole plan and how he would seduce us and have a mark to buy or sell under the skin, the tattoo that now Bill Gates is rolling out. And IBM ran Hitler and ran the Nazis, and just it's all there. So you just need to understand that they were given inspiration by the dark side to build this. They didn't just come up with, what do you think the obelisk is in, what do you think the obelisk is in 2001 Space Odyssey? The obelisk, the TV screen, movies through screen, obelisk. And then it sucks you into the other dimension. And then soon you take a chip so you can just interface right away with it. It listens to you. It watches you. This is all demonic alien tech. It's been done before. We're being farmed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
China was the incubation point for the man-made virus that does kill at an alarming rate old and infirm. But it's only the cover for the lockdown that brings down the economy. So I'm not debating those that say, oh, you can say it's legitimate to have quarantine. That's just the cover, though, separately for the takeover. And our new robot minders and controllers, they always promised us would never control us. But the dream is to get rid of human soldiers and police and have it all be robots because they will follow the orders. It's a very, very simple equation. We are entering the end of the human age if the globalists have their way. This is not a drill. It's not a joke. I'm telling you what they believe. And they may be wrong, that they may not be working with off-world stuff and interdimensional things. The globalists are, none of them are atheists. They are all super into the occult, taking hardcore drugs. They believe to interdimensionally interface with these creatures. And now that's mainline thought. You see all these billionaires on the news saying that, and oh, take ayahuasca, you know, meet the watchers and all this. No, don't take the ayahuasca. I would not take the DMT. Believe me. Because if you're not deceived, I don't think they can rope you in. They're going to try to absolutely go watch Buckaroo Banzai when the guy goes in the other dimension for a second and then they get him for a minute and he comes back crazy. That's that. Let me tell you, they don't just put that in Hollywood movies because they just thought this up. Okay. Yeah. No. They didn't just think that up. So, in fact, guys, try to pull up Buckaroo Banzai online, even if it's on Netflix, the part where it explains what happens to the mad scientist, where he runs himself into a wall and his head goes another dimension. It's for like 100 years. They torture the living hell out of him. You want to know what a DMT trip's like? That's what it's like. And let me tell you, it is a trip. You're going somewhere. So don't take it. No, everybody says it's cool and it's wonderful. No, no. All right, I'm going to stop ranting. I'm going to go to your phone calls. But that's where this all goes. It's spiritual. It's real. The devil's real. Okay? And the globalists want to tell you that if there's no God, there's no nothing, so you're defenseless. And you don't know that there's a God infinitely more powerful than the devil, but you've got free will. You can tune into God and the Holy Ghost anytime you want, unless you've sacrificed children or done really evil stuff and rejected God. You have the Holy Spirit come to you, the hardcore spotlight transmission, it's always there, but coming down on you like Sunday morning, on a Sunday morning sidewalk, that old Johnny Cash song. And you reject that, and then you go and you commit a bunch of crimes. Well, you're going to have a big problem, and then you're going to get cut off completely. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, once that goes on, now you're going to be a slave of the devil, and it's not going to be fun. Now, here's the cheesy trailer for the movie, but there's the part where the mad scientist goes to another dimension for a second, and then he's always trying to open the gate back up. That's what this is, okay? Okay, let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go to James in Kansas City. James, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. Just got some information from a friend of mine. Son is in the military, in the Army. This is not National Guard. But there's a hotel in the Kansas City area called Adams Mark Hotel. Apparently, they have taken over the entire hotel. The Army has set up shop there. And they're also popping up some tent cities. I'm a physician in the area. I haven't verified this part yet. There's tent cities being popped up for possible overflow.
Oh, that's sir, all over in state parks, national parks, former prisons, hotels. Absolutely. That's admitted. That's going on.
But the concerning issue is the Army setting up base at the hotel. And the son called the mom and told her to go out right now and board up your house. Because I assume this is going to be a martial law situation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The Austin businesses are now boarding up. They've been told to get ready for that. We got footage. Savannah Hernandez had a report on.
But I just wanted to call and let, if anybody else can verify this, that they have set up shop. We tried calling them. You can't get through. The phone lines, the circuits are all busy. So something's going on.
Absolutely, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. This is it. This is martial law. That we're shelling by all these other countries, and we better do it or our president's bad. And the American people go, we want martial law. And then you're going to get it for 18 months and never come out. And you're going to get a big, fat depression. But don't worry. You're going to learn how to need the government now. And all the big box stores can stay open. You can. Economic takeover. And drones flying around all ready to tell you what to do. Hope everybody enjoys. We tried to stop it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. What's going on? What is the endgame.com? What is the endgame.com? I think you pointed this out.
Is that website ours still up? What is the endgame.com?
It is still up, actually. Yep.
Yeah, let's put in what is the endgame.com. So that thing we put up 14 years ago, that's still up. Wow.
Yeah, and
Amazon banned the sale of it. Amazon banned the sale a few months ago. They said it was a racist movie because it's anti-Hitler. I'm not kidding. It's anti-eugenics and global extermination, so you're not allowed to see it.
Another thing is your vitamin mineral fusion. My favorite thing to do with that is get a blender, some ice, a scoop and a half of the vitamin mineral fusion, a banana, and some milk, and it's the best thing. It's the best thing I have. But I'm over here in South Florida, actually getting ready to go to the beach because I'm not in a blue state, and I'm still allowed to do that, even though some mayors have.
That's right. Your governor's not ordered all the beaches closed, but a lot of them have been closed. The leftists control them, but your governor has said that. He's not going to kill the economy for this virus. And again, when there's a few thousand deaths or whatever, they're going to say he's the biggest devil, you know, since whatever.
Yep. And so what I'm hearing from friends that I still have in college and other friends who have kids in school, they're already getting the emails that the system's already in place. They call it remote instruction. Not, they call it instructions now, not learning. But the system's already in place to finish out the school year remotely, and I really feel like this might be the big AI takeover when you have all the remote workers already home. You have the universal basic income for the people who can't work, and, you know, maybe, you know, this is the big rollout globally. We have the infrastructure and we have the technology now. Get everybody to stay home and have the AI gods take their place.
Well, that is the admitted plan. They said it's going to teach us to work at home and cut our carbon footprint, and drones are going to watch us because drones won't supposedly carry the disease. But you know that in the future, that's exactly how the globals will take out populations. Is they'll send out drones. No humans will know that they're going to release a bioweapon on the public. And that's how you deliver the system. There was a Sunshine Project report that got declassified in 99. The Marine Corps asked for it to be reclassified in 2002, and it was. And the plan was secret military bases and in a joint task force of the Army and Marines with warehouses that pop open with drone helicopters that would take off and then spray opiates, synthetic, basically fentanyl, on the public during mass riots. But they found about 10% would die because of car wrecks and fires. But that's actually a government program with helicopter depots all over the country with basically a chemical weapon, fentanyl loaded up in them. Doesn't that sound loving? So I wonder what else is going on right now that we don't know about.
It's not just going to be drones. It's the whole AI system. We have the remote workers who are able to work already home. We have the infrastructure for everybody to take instruction in school.
And all we're doing is training the AI. They admit that. So we're still needed to train the AI when it messes up, hold the baby's hand, the baby that's going to kill us.
Yep. And what is the end game? That's why I started off with that. WhatisTheEndGame.com. Everybody needs to see what the plan is, and that it's not the future, it's now.
You know, that site hadn't been updated in probably 10 years. We need to get into it. I don't even know how. It's still one of our servers. And we need to post a copy of the film, I guess, ourselves. Have we ever posted Endgame yet on Man.Video? Because they're taking it down everywhere. They don't want you to see it because it predicts all of this. God bless you, Josh. I appreciate your call. We're going to start the second hour, do 15 minutes of calls, and Tim Reams is going to be in here with what he saw down on the border, former Recon Marine and Patriot. Him and Rob did a great job down there catching smugglers with toilet paper. Just craziness to show how open it still is. But don't worry, you're going to stay locked up in your house. Meanwhile, French face lines, they leave home amid coronavirus. They face fines, sitting in Italy. And everything you see done in Europe is then brought here. So the EU is putting martial law in, and we're supposed to accept it. It's just crazy. Infowars.com, NewsWars.com. We're going to come back and get into all of it. Band.video. And I'm going to find out if Endgame has been posted to Band.video yet. You know, Tommy Robinson has his own site now on Band.video. We expect to open that up to other folks as well. As we're censored off everything, it's good to have our own platform for now. But please spread those links while you still can, because we are in an insane time. All right. Your calls are 2 minutes away. Stay with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.